Oh, he didn't cue me. Ready? One, two, three. Woohoo! That's our jingle, in case anybody's interested. It was our jingle last year.
I don't know if anybody's interested.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday. Happy Friday.
We're so glad you guys have tuned in to us today. Mm-hmm. Do you need a miracle this week? God is the God of the impossible with the power to do miracles. Mm. But it requires more than our positive mental attitude, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I believe he can, you know? Mm-hmm. No, it's, I like to say, I know he can. Mm-hmm. Once we admit we need him and put our life in his hands, it requires our belief and our knowing that mm-hmm. he can. Mm-hmm. And that comes from Mark 11:23. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart.
Now, when he's talking about mountains, mm-hmm. in today's terms, whatever your mountain may be, you may have a financial mountain that won't move.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have a health mountain that you can't seem to move, or a relationship. You know, those are the kind of mountains that he's talking about.
An addiction problem, addiction yeah. mountain, you know, of any sort.
That's what that comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and really, through Christ, you know, we have the ability to throw it in the sea. In other words, get rid of it, mm-hmm. you know. That always tries to rear its little ugly head back. Mm-hmm. But then God, you know, through his power and through his strength, always, you know, is there for us, mm-hmm. you know, to call on. And but, you know, you have to read this scripture in the very end. It says, and have no doubt
right.
in your heart. Now, you may have no doubt in your mind, but you may have doubt in your heart. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because really, everything starts from the heart. Mm-hmm. All that blood pumps out of your heart, you know, and it goes to your brain. So without that heart, you know, that's what that's where all of our thoughts come from, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like David, you know, David was a man after God's own heart. We say, well, you know what? He committed adultery. He committed murder, mm-hmm. you know, but God knew his heart.
That's right.
You know, God knew his heart, you know. And so that's why we say, man, he is a God of miracles.
Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah. And, you know, this is such a, it can be a confusing topic because people can just say, well, what went wrong? Was it I just didn't believe? We don't want anybody beating yourself up over this. Okay? That's not what the intention is here.
We never want any of our podcasts, mm-hmm. any of you ever think that we're trying to beat anybody up, because mm-hmm. you know what? We're just like you are, man. Okay? We're realists here.
And we have things we're believing for and have been believing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it doesn't happen when we want it to, most of the time. And there's a reason for that. God is the one that's in control, if we believe that. And
yeah.
our part is to continue to believe. Because a lot of times, if he gives us things before we're ready, we'll just blow it, honey.
Yeah, I know it.
We'll absolutely blow it. And things that seem like a miracle. Okay. Is God still working miracles today? Yes, he is. If you haven't felt like you've experienced that, well, we just experienced a miracle today.
Mm-hmm.
We have another new niece
wow.
that we were able to go and visit
today. Yeah, Lily Grace.
Mm-hmm. Lily Rose.
I'm sorry, Lily Rose.
She's brand new, so
yeah.
We have Minnie, Lily Rose. And I was just sitting there holding her today thinking, this is a miracle.
It is.
She's an absolute miracle. Let's just start there.
I know.
How else could she have gotten here without a divine being named God, yeah, just, having created her in her mother's womb?
Just the way our bodies are constructed, you know, man, you just don't come out of the dust. I mean, you know, you do come out of the dust because God formed us out of dust, but you just don't crawl out of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're not going to get into that on this podcast, but my point is, the integral parts of a human body.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at this little baby. It was no bigger than a minute.
Well, she's so little.
I know. I could have stuck her in my pocket, mm-hmm. and you know, nobody would have noticed. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful. But that is a beautifully formed human being that God did.
Evidence of a miracle.
Absolutely.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it is a miracle.
And so if anyone listening is saying, I just haven't seen a miracle, go to the hospital if there's no babies in your family and just look in the window.
Yeah.
a baby is so it's just miraculous. And, you know, we're doing this podcast today having just come over from there, and so we're kind of still over there. We need to keep our brain and our body in this room, but
yeah.
It's still just so amazing every time I hold a baby.
It really
just
is.
It's amazing.
You know, and you know, you may have a child that maybe has learning disabilities.
Yep.
You may have a child that has Down syndrome. But you know what? You may have lost a child. But that child, no matter what the circumstance, is a miracle of God.
Mm-hmm.
A total miracle.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about back in biblical days when Jesus did so many things that he did,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was not like we are, where we're so unfocused. We think we're focused, and then we get over in this area of thinking, and then we get over in this drama over here. We get over in this... Mm-hmm. chaos over here and this concern and this worry over here. Jesus demonstrated that he had laser beam focus.
Yeah.
These miracles that he performed, he knew who he was. He knew what he was there to do. And you're saying, I'm not Jesus. No, we're not saying that you're Jesus. But his example was there. He believed that he could do the things that he was doing. He didn't have the distractions that we have. Okay? And so when we're set on believing something, we can choose not to believe or we can choose to believe.
Right.
The choice is ours. If you believe, okay.
That's
wonderful. It's a wonderful way to live, but it's hard to wait.
It really is. And, you know, in the scriptures it says, you know, Jesus says, you know, anyone who does not come to me, and he didn't say as an adult, Jesus said, whoever does not come to me as a child cannot enter the kingdom of God.
And what does that mean?
That means that, you know what? You just realize, he's my dad. I am a child of the living God. And I'm going to give him my life. You know, I'm going to let him have control of my life. And just be saying, okay. You know?
Just like a child.
And not doubting
it. And why is it like a child? Because a child is not distracted
by
the things an adult is distracted by.
That's
You chill a child, what do? They believe.
That's right.
They believe.
They trust you.
They do. They have no worries, no concerns that adults have. And so it's exactly what you're talking about. It's that childlike faith. If he said it, I believe it. If he's going to do it, he said he's going to do it, I believe it.
That's right. You know what, honey? God is a God of miracles. And I think one of the most awesome miracles that I've experienced since I've come to know Jesus is that he'll walk with me. Every single day. He wants to walk with me and be with me. Because my desire is to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your desire. Is to be with him. And we want that to be your desire and experience the miracle of Jesus in your life every single day. You know, honey, the only way people can see a miracle is to give your life to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do this at the end of every one of our podcasts. This is the reason why we do this. We want you to experience these miracles. We want you to experience who he really is. He's the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he loves you so much. People say, how does it feel to be saved? Can't tell you that, brother, until you give your life to him. So listen, if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have and you walked away. Or maybe, honey, you know, people have been in church for 20 years, sitting in the same pew every Sunday, so doing the good church thing. And maybe right now you're saying to yourself, you know what, man, I've never given my heart to Christ. Honey, we're altar ministers. Remember those people that came down to the altar? Say they've been in church for a long time. And they both realized, husband and wife, they've never given their heart to him.
Hmm.
I took a lot of humility.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, they're in a better place today. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, please pray this prayer. And begin experiencing his miracles today. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being the miracle worker in my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of this, you say, if I ask you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. I thank you for that. Jesus, I need you in my life. You are my miracle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah.
What a great topic that was.
It is.
Especially when we think about that little baby, Lily.
That's for sure. I'm sorry I called her Lily Grace. I thought it was Lily Grace. But it's Lily Rose. Yeah. And, listen, if you gave your life to Christ right then, email us at info@livingitup.org. Just stop what you're doing. Just for a second. Simply get on your phone or your computer, wherever you're at, and just shoot us a quick email. You can remain anonymous. And we'd love the chance to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We'd love for you to start praying right now to a church to attend this next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love for you to ask them, do you have a mentorship or discipleship program? Because we really encourage you to have, if you're a lady, to have another woman, or a man, have another man walk with you through this new, awesome experience called the miracle. His name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, honey, this is a great topic.
It was. And good. So we look so forward to talking to you again tomorrow. And just remember, God is the God of the impossible and the power to do miracles. But it takes more than our positive mental attitude. So once you admit that you need him and put your life in his hands, it requires your belief that he wants to do miracles and your belief that he can.
You just know that he can.
Mm-hmm. Keep living it up.
While beginning again.